Hello, I am Christy Cool, the oldest daughter of, or the oldest child of, Dave and Peggy Zimmerman, and I have the honor of interviewing them to talk about our experiences and amazing times here at Holiday Acres. So first we'll introduce Peggy Zimmerman.
Hi, I'm Peggy Zimmerman, and I have been coming here since 1975, and we have brought our 8 children to the cottage most every summer. After they were married, we brought all of their spouses who started coming up to the cottage, and we now have 24 grandchildren who love to enjoy this beautiful place. So,
and we also have her handsome husband, David Zimmerman, here with us, who is my dad.
Handsome? Oh, yes. The question was, how long we've been coming down here? I've been coming down here since the late 60s when Kim was in college, Carrie was a girlfriend, and he was doing whatever odd jobs that they wanted him to do at the time. I remember I saw him the first time he was bailing out a boat. He was sitting there bailing out a boat. So we've known him a long time, right from our beginning, and I think they had been here just a short time. It was actually before the fire in 71, I think.
I was just going to ask, since what year have you been coming?
Late 60s.
Okay.
67 or 8, somewhere in there.
And tidbit note, my parents came here after their wedding, not for their actual honeymoon, but it was the summer after their wedding. And as the oldest, I was conceived in Holiday Acres.
Yes, we have 2 children who were conceived at Holiday Acres.
There is actually a little piece of Holiday Acres in me.
We thought we would name her
jeans.
After the cottage, but the cottage was Cardinal, so that didn't seem to fit.
Thank you for not naming me Cardinal.
Yeah.
And both of you can answer this, but in particular, what are some of your greatest memories here at Holiday Acres?
I think some of my greatest memories are when your grandparents were alive and coming, and kind of seeing them enjoy. And they told us many stories. Zim, who we affectionately call Grandpa, was Grandpa Zim. And he used to love to walk with, was it George Blazing? I think that was the
Grandpa,
original
yeah.
owner here.
Right.
But, you know, he walked with him. They talked. They shared their love for the forest. Zim was a forest ranger. So that was kind of a neat thing. We'd always tease about the Blazings and then the Zambons. So that was, I think, one of my fondest memories. How about you?
Boy, there's so many memories. To go back and try to recap some of those is almost impossible. There's the memory of Kim, who was doing the odd jobs around the place, and they say that's where he was dating his girlfriend at the time. But, you know, he was always Mr. Handyman until he became the head honcho, and he was always visible, always around. The thing that I remember mostly about the two of them is they're always available, and they're always so affable, friendly. It's like you'd known them for years and years. I guess we have known them off and on for years, but those two were the most friendly people that I think I've ever met.
As the oldest and having come here for, how old am I, 42? So 41 years. I would say that this Holiday Acres family does do a really good job of making you feel as you are part of their family.
Absolutely. I would agree with that.
Pretty amazing. What traditions have you created as a family coming up here?
Well, we've done a lot of fun things up here. I think that one of the traditions that I love the most is when we get together and we do the theme dinners where we've taken Halloween. We've all brought our Halloween costumes and did that. We did a 50s theme once. I think it's establishing those kinds of family connections and keeping them going. I mean, I remember the baseball team where we all had different color T-shirts and the Hodags, yes, the Hodags. And I remember when we brought all the grandchildren up here 1 year. I think at that point we only had 15, but I remember we had them numbered 1 through 15 and took a picture by the fireplace. And it's just, it's beautiful to look back on those times and see. I think our sons caught their first fish up here, and we've got those pictures that we can look back on. There's many traditions that have been developed over the years, not only for our family, but for everyone. I think the picnics down here at beach are great fun. Everyone always looked forward to those, or the wagon rides. I think that's just something the kids always looked forward to. So those are just a few of my family traditions that I've enjoyed over the years that we've been coming.
Well, the thing that strikes me that I think is the wisdom of Kim and Carrie is the fact that they carry back or carry with them the same traditions. We remember the things we've done, you know, the picnics, the breakfasts, the this and that and the other thing. Through the years, they've continued to do the same thing. You always count on Tuesday night is dinner and whatever else thing. But it's always been consistent, and you always find yourself coming down here and you relax more than you ever have in years, probably. And you get to sleep better and eat better than you have in a long time. There are so many traditions here that it's playing sports with the boys, I think, is my favorite. Where we had the backyard there where we could play baseball and soccer and have all that fun together with the kids. We probably had a unity with our children that has not been equal probably since they've grown up.
That actually makes me emotional. What would you say are some of the things maybe that they did years past that I wouldn't know about, more of the nostalgic things that are memories that you have?
Well, I can always remember Kim's dad sitting up at the bar. He always wore black. And I have heard, and I don't know that I ever remembered it, but I heard that this used to be quite the jazz place, that a lot of people came and either played jazz for people here, or, you know, it was just really, that was his big love.
They brought musicians in.
They would bring, yeah. So that was fun. I wish that we still had a little bit of that here, because I thought that was always brought a uniqueness to the resort. So about you, anything else that?
I would say, even as an outsider and living in Milwaukee, we hear legendary stories about Rhinelander or things that happen at Three Coins from people who actually live in the Northwoods and get to experience it, not from necessarily staying here, but even their legend precedes themselves.
Well, I think one of the things that they foster are for families to do things that they might not do at home. I mean, like sitting down and playing games and sitting down and talking about the past and really learning about their family history from one another, because when you're up here and you're in a smaller cottage, you are together, and there's a lot of good old family fun that happens in those times.
So there's obviously a lot that draws you to Holiday Acres. What would you say is the biggest reason that you keep going up there to the front desk and booking the reservation for next year?
There's nothing like it. I mean, we've been around quite a bit through the years, and I don't think there's any other resort in northern Wisconsin quite like this. I grew up in a community that's about 50 miles away from here called Leona, Wisconsin. I've driven by there a few times, and that's changed radically. It's so different than it used to be when I was living here as a kid. But here, you come back, and nothing changes. The cottages look the same. I mean, they're in good repair. They've been here for so many years. But you come here, and it's memories that a lot of places that you go, when you come back, it's not the same. Here, when you come back, it's always the same. You know, there's memories here, and you say, God, nothing here has changed. Not that it's old and rotten like a lot of places here. You know, decay sets in and so forth. But here, everything looks the same, smells the same, and it's just a great place to come back because the memories that you have stay intact.
Absolutely.
I always say that I have to take pictures to remember things, but I literally pull into the driveway of Holiday Acres and instantly a flood of memories. I don't need the camera. I don't need the Instagram or Facebook page to remind me of things. I come here and whether it's smelling the smells like you mentioned or seeing certain things, I can go back 10, 15 years easily and be in that exact moment.
Yeah. I think it's the kids, too. Special. The kids want you to keep coming back. It's those smiles you see on their faces that you don't see anywhere else. Out on the tubing today, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this is paradise.
I was just going to ask, what has been the greatest part about bringing your children, we'll start maybe with the children, to Holiday Acres?
I think I think the relationships that they've developed between one another, and that they love it so much. I mean, for a long time, it was kind of like roughing it when all of you kids were little, and I didn't really look forward to packing all that up and coming up and living through that. But as you kids made your memories, and you never wanted it not to. I mean, it was every year, we've got to go to Holiday Acres. We've got to go to Holiday Acres. And, of course, as a mother, you throw yourself into it, and you do it. And it's probably been one of the best things in our family that I would say that it probably has brought our family closer together at more times and more difficult times than anywhere in the world.
I've even written a couple of books down here. I came down here by myself in late summer or early fall and finished off a couple of books that I was working on at the time. And I came down one year in the fall, and the colors were just breathtaking. It's just unreal that you can see the colors were just, you see pictures of them and you say, well, boy, picture, it can't be that good. And you come down and you see and you experience it. That's the living part of coming down here. I come down here, I take a walk, like just today, I took a walk through the pines, and it brings back such good memories of all the good times we've had here. That's pretty rare, to go to a place that does, like I mentioned earlier, that doesn't change that much, and you can have these memories and relive them on the spot. That's pretty rare, actually, wherever you go.
Now, as a mom, I had been able to come for so many years as a child, and now coming as a mom of five kids and seeing them, I completely understand what you're talking about, that now they're forming memories, and it's them that are saying, no, we're going to Holiday Acres. We're not going this year, as much as we have a million other things that we can take the time out to come here and spend a week, a half a week, whatever it is, together. Just,
well, don't you think today, when we're so busy at home with ball games and all of the events that the children are into, and yes, you can go to those and enjoy them, but coming up here and sitting around the campfire and having one of your youngest grandsons tell a good old story is just more than I can speak about. It's such a tender moment in each of our hearts, I think.
Well, it gives us the opportunity to pass down things that are so important to us as parents and grandparents to these little people.
Absolutely.
In an environment where they're open to it and taking it all in.
Well, I hope they're still around years to come, because the grandkids we've got now can be telling the same stories,
yep,
to somebody else down the road, you know.
My 15-year-old son just said today, I will be bringing my children here at some point. And that would be a
not
fifth.
Not too soon, I hope.
Right. A fifth generation. Mm-hmm. It's pretty impressive. Speaking of grandchildren, what would you say, what do you hope for in this opportunity to come here to Holiday Acres? What would you hope for your grandchildren and great-grandchildren, that next generation?
I hope that they can always see life the way we see it here. I hope that they can see the simplicity and how important it is to spend quality family time together in a simple way, without having to have all of the bells and whistles and all of the, in this day and age, all of the cell phones and things that they've got going. I think to be able to enjoy families and people without all of that is really a gift, and I hope that it continues.
Well, we often take vacations with our kids to Florida, and it's not the same, because here you can enjoy life like you can't enjoy it in Florida, because there it's busy and you got a lot of things going. Here it seems so relaxed. Everybody does what they want to do. There's lots of room to do it. I think the reason these kids have these memories that are so cherished by them is that it's rare in today's environment. The kind of experiences that our kids have, who are aged from, what, 3 up through early 20s, is because it's a very rare experience. They don't see it anywhere else. That's the matter of fact. They do not see those kinds of experiences anywhere else.
I agree. It's a treasure. This place is a treasure for me to be bringing my children to remind them of what life is really about, what family is really about. And having had come here 60-some years, I would say there is something pretty remarkable about it. So I just want to thank both of you for taking the time, for sharing these stories, for bringing me to this place, for conceiving me in this place. It's been a huge part of my life, of our family, and it's a treasure. It's a little.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for interviewing us today and letting us share a little bit of our few of our memories and a lot of our heart, because it's here. And I think Holiday Acres just encourages that. So, Dave?
Special place for a lot of people. I mean, we're not the only people. I mean, I'm sure when they finish these interviews, you'll find that there's a lot of repetitive stories that they've all heard. It is a very special, and you know, they should be, the Zambons should be very proud of the fact that they've been able, and I'm sure they are, that they've been able to provide this kind of a setting for so many people to come up and get away from their busy schedule. It is so relaxed down here that you can sleep like you've never slept before, and too bad, you can eat too like you've never ate before. Great time, great memories.
So we just want to say thank you to Holiday Acres as well, because it's a pretty amazing place. Thank you.